My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and, you know, walk away with some information that might just be vital. Maybe life-changing, life-altering, maybe make you feel a lot better than you have in the past, or maybe allow you to start focusing and make yourself a priority, maybe for the first time in a really long time. I think a lot of us would like to feel better. I think if you asked anybody anywhere, any place, any time, they would say, yes, I'd like to have more energy, sleep better at night, you know, feel better, be less stressed. And, you know, and then you tell them about, you know, changing the diet and supplements and all that kind of stuff. And then, we all want the magic wand. You know, could you just wave a wand and make all those things happen? Well, no, there is work involved. But I will tell you one thing. It's worth it. You're going to feel better than you have in a long time. And the thing is, even if you only change one tiny thing at a time, everything that you change can make you feel better and different, and it's noticeable. It also becomes very motivating to want to do more. So start slow. Don't try to overwhelm yourself, because you know you won't stick to it if you try to change your entire world in one day. You know, pick one thing that you think is a problem and tackle it. Hit it head on. Ask for support. Make sure you're heading in the right direction. Make sure that you've got the right tools for the job, and make sure that you've got the right supplements and that you actually are heading in the right direction. And the way to find out is to make sure that you ask the right questions of the right people. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry so that we have their take on what's going on in the world around us. Out in the trenches, they're talking to people, educating people all over the country, and bringing their company's great information, their formulations, and the history and why they came out with these great formulas, so that we have the tools that we need to make great, wise, healthy, decisive decisions about our health. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my incredible producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and they're archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon and then download the show or shows that you want to listen to. Send your friends there as well and let them benefit from all this great information, because there's nothing better than paying on, passing up, and passing forward great information to everybody we know. Because, you know, if we want to feel good, we want the people around us to feel great as well. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only are they Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, but they're the place you go when you want the answers. You want the quality products, you want the best of the best, because that's all they carry, and you want to make sure that you have this great open dialogue with awesome, knowledgeable, helpful, educated, informative people, and that's what Stay Healthy is all about. It's built on the foundation of making sure that it's an information-based store where you get to choose great quality products. It's a fully packed store, full-service environment with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and, you know, making sure that you get that great peace of mind every day that you're heading in the right direction. You know, there's nothing worse than spending a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money just to find out that you're heading in completely the wrong direction, because maybe you tried to do it on your own, you didn't ask any questions, and now it's a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months later, and you wasted a lot of time, where if you could have had a dialogue and talked with someone, you might have been going in a completely different direction and celebrating your goals and how wonderfully you're doing, rather than being frustrated by not being successful. Stay Healthy. They make it easy. and make them your one-stop full-service location, because you'll be so glad that you did. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. That's where you'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit to the store. Leave your email address to start getting newsletters. And for those day-to-day updates and tidbits of information, make sure to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. You'll be glad that you did. Well, today we're going to be talking about the line of products from Garden of Life. I love talking about this line. Travis L'Esperance is back with us today, and we're going to be answering questions that you have sent in about the line. I think you're going to find it to be really fun, and talking about a diverse amount of products in the line and a lot of questions, as many as we can get in. A little background on my guest. Travis holds a Bachelor's of Science degree in Human Nutrition from Arizona State University. He is also a seasoned veteran in the natural foods industry. He has extensive knowledge of the science and application of nutrition and supplementation. Focusing on the philosophy of nutrition, Travis is first and foremost concerned with the incredible amount of cultural and genetic diversity that exists within the human population, and the necessity to apply nutrition and diet accordingly to achieve great health. Travis has also overseen the designing and utilization of food-based nutritional supplements while developing strategies for individuals and athletes who have been pursuing a variety of different health goals. He genuinely enjoys sharing his passion of nutrition and health with others so they may lead a fuller and more active life. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Dr. Burke. Thanks for having me on.
How are you today?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Are you on the road this week, or are you off this week?
Off this week. Get to spend time with friends and family, and just trying to slow down a little bit with all the cold coming in.
Yeah, we're going to be feeling it too. We were just talking about that a couple minutes ago. We're going to have to put the blankets on the horses because it's going down cold.
Uh-huh.
So I got to tell you, when you're out in the field and you're out there, do you see a changing, and this is my question for the day, do you see a changing mentality? You know, in 40 years, I've seen a lot more people come over to the proactive and the nutritional alternative and complementary side. But when you're out there now, do you see a lot more people that are embracing an alternative to just drug therapy?
Yeah, I think so. I think what we see in today's day and age is there's so much information available. I think that anytime someone wants to try to kind of figure out a problem as it relates to health, I think that they'll go by just how they're feeling that day in light of the context of their life and all in their diet and everything. And then they'll just kind of type it in on Google, and they'll see what, you know, some of the top responses come up. And that'll play a big role in sometimes influencing, you know, kind of the direction that they go in, even if it's a pretty profound result that came up. And I think some of the concern is not that people are not concerned with their health and they're not trying to find information. It's being able to really kind of get back to basics of, you know, what do all people need before we move into these kind of single variable solutions of pharmaceuticals to be able to solve the problems. And, you know, it's hard to do. It's hard to take inventory of your health, especially if you're not even really sure what it means to have good health. So I think that oftentimes, you know, we overlook, you know, kind of those basic steps that we can take, good whole food diets, making sure that we're actually spending a little bit of time of, you know, setting aside to actually, you know, source and buy and prepare and cook our food. We don't have to go all out and become, you know, a culinary chef, but just becoming a little bit more grounded with what it is that we eat and how we go about our day and planning our meals out. But yeah, absolutely. I see people are trying to shift away from just the silver bullet solution. I think that's probably the biggest takeaway that I've seen in my years in not just the natural products industry, but just in the world of nutritional science is that people are becoming a little bit more aware of the idea that although you can come across a great ingredient or even a pharmaceutical that works really well for someone and it's fit perfectly for them, you know, at the end of the day, having a single variable solution is only going to work if everything else is in place. And so I think that people are wanting to find a way to find the information, to be able to kind of build that foundation out of what does a good diet look like, and then when they approach supplements, which supplements are going to best support them given, you know, the thousands of square feet of retail space that's inside every single supplement department. So it's a challenge, it really is, but I think that I've noticed more and more as time has gone on that people know the information is out there. Sometimes the difficulty is finding it, but trying to get all the pieces to fit together, that really seems to be the ultimate goal that people take, whether it's building upon the fact that they have a prescription drug that they need or trying to work their way off of a prescription drug that they might not need if they can make some other changes in their life. But I think that ultimately people are not looking for that to be the ultimate solution. They're looking to take control of their health and finding the ways to do it.
All righty. Well, no, I appreciate that. We're going to jump right into the questions. This is a good one. It says, Jeff, I heard you on your show recently talking about turmeric, and you were talking about the tablet turmeric. I think it was for the joints and also the gummy turmeric. I was surprised to hear you actually talking about a gummy. Well, you and me both. And I was wondering if you had to choose between one or the other, which one would you use? Now, I think I can do both. My grandfather needs the turmeric, but he probably can't swallow the tablets very well, and the chewables would be better. Are they equal? Do you have a preference? Take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, that's an interesting kind of – when it came to us in terms of developing our line for the MyKind Herbal line, you know, we wanted different formats. And one of the biggest things that we noticed in this industry is that you can take all the most wonderful ingredients in the world, organic certified ingredients, non-GMO project verified from, you know, the most pristine farms that you can find. But ultimately, if it's in a format that's difficult – or that you're unable to use, let's say, a tablet. Some people have really big difficulties with swallowing tablets. Then having another format is absolutely necessary for you to be able to get the benefit from that ingredient. And so we wanted different formats that were available, not just for those who might have difficulty with swallowing, but also for the whole family, you know, so that kids might be able to enjoy it as well and get some of the benefits from those ingredients. So, you know, we play around with different formats, so that we can have, you know, as much opportunity for people to use these ingredients. But at the same time, you know, we always have to kind of make sacrifices. And one of the biggest things that I would say, just as a general rule of thumb, is that in this industry, and it's never perfect, but in this industry, generally speaking, a capsule is going to have about half of the density or weight as a tablet. And then from there, you know, you might be able to go another step and say that sometimes a gummy format is going to have about half of the potency of a capsule. So you might have some difficulty being able to get as much of an ingredient into a format that you prefer. But at the same time, that's really why it's so important to start with great ingredients to begin with, because if they're a clinically studied ingredient, then you'll be able to get more potency anyways, milligram for milligram. So the nice thing about our turmeric is that we start with the first ever 95% curcumin extract that is an organic turmeric extract. And I'll say that again. It's an organic turmeric extract, which means not only are we sourcing organic ingredients, but we're also extracting and concentrating the active ingredients inside of that wonderful herb in an organic compliant fashion. So in our gummies, we end up with a couple hundred milligrams of our kind of turmeric blends. You end up getting 50 milligrams guaranteed of curcumin, which is about your daily dose of what you'd expect to find if you lived in a part of the world that got regular exposure to turmeric in the diet. You get all those kind of just general foundational benefits. But if someone wanted to go into a little bit more of a, you know, kind of a, you know, kind of get a little bit broader approach to what the research shows us in terms of turmeric benefits, then you're probably going to have to walk that dose up to about 100 milligrams or more, and that's where you get into with a tablet dose. So it all depends on, you know, what are you using your turmeric for? Are you using for a really acute situation that's more short term? I would really push towards getting the right type of dose that can kind of meet that need, especially all the way up into our max strength. That's going to be a 500 milligram dose of curcumin. But if you're using it for more general daily use, then absolutely the gummy can be great. We're not adding any sugar to it, so it's not like you're taking away from your health. by, you know, submitting to the idea of using a gummy. You can still have a healthy gummy, but then it's just a matter of how you want to use it. Is it every day for the rest of your life, kind of general use, or is it more acute for something like helping to assist in the process of dealing with an injury or something like that?
And the thing about it is you can be consistent with it, and, you know, you can use it, and I know some people that use a combination of both, and I was surprised at that, but, you know, I mean, you have to listen to your body, and some people, you know, find that they do better if they combine and they, you know, kind of layer things together, and I think that that's great, that's comfortable that they can do it.
Yeah, definitely if you know, when it comes to just kind of approach to health in general, I know that we kind of design our supplements to be whole food-based, which means that you can start with just kind of having your daily benefit with something like a gummy. But then, like you said, you know, it's helpful to have that bigger dose for when you need it. That way, you know, if you have like a really hard workout or you know that you're going to need some help with recovery, then you can take a bigger dose and maybe for a couple days. But that gummy is always there kind of as that foundation. And it's really analogous to the idea of, you know, a whole food diet is always there as its base. It's got to be. It really does for daily health. But that doesn't mean that a bigger dose of a certain clinically studied ingredient, that might not be helpful in the short run when you need it most.
All righty. Next question. Jeff, I use a lot of the Garden of Life products. I've been using the raw meal for a long time now, and I decided I wanted to try something different, and I had no idea that they had so many choices. I was thinking about going to the raw protein because that way I can use it throughout the day in different kinds of foods. Do you have a preference? I also looked at the raw protein in greens, thought that was a good idea, and then I also saw the grass-fed whey, so now I'm totally confused.
That's fair enough. Yeah, when it comes to protein in this industry, we've seen an explosion over the last really 10, 15 years. I remember way back in the day, even back, you know, when I was you know, playing sports in high school, and you know, really your option was whey protein. That's what was available for you. And then, you know, if you wanted to kind of buy into the bodybuilding hype, you'd get that big old scoop of casein every single night before you went to bed, which is not to say casein isn't a great protein. But it's just a challenge getting great quality sourcing as time has gone on. The industry's really demanded to have more than just a dairy-based product, and then making sure you're getting clean dairy with that being said. So we have really kind of challenged our capacity to kind of source as many different clean sources of protein as we possibly can for different reasons. And that's really what it comes down to. So, you know, we have our raw meal. Raw meal is very much like our raw protein, our raw fit protein, even our organic plant protein. Many of these are all sourcing organic plant proteins, but you kind of put them all together into a blend, and they really have different functions. So raw meal is all about being a meal replacement. We have our greens powders. We have our multivitamin powder. We have a fiber blend. We also have probiotics and enzymes. This is really designed to be kind of your kitchen sink product of, you know, kind of three or four products that you might be taking right now, put those all together into one meal. And really what you're getting with raw meal is everything but the calories. So if someone was taking raw meal and they wanted to move away from that into another product, then they're going to have to take a consideration of where are they going to get that extra dose of multivitamins from or their greens powders. Thankfully, we have our raw protein and greens, which essentially is, you know, kind of that next level option for someone who wants 20 grams of protein. All of it is organic, non-GMO, project verified. It has a really good texture and taste, which is probably your biggest challenge with plant proteins, is getting one that actually tastes good. It's not chalky. It blends up real nicely. But then with that, we also have, you know, about a serving of our greens powders, our perfect food greens. And so you're looking at organic spinach and kale, and then you get a whole blend of things like carrots and beets. You know, all these powders are all blended in to kind of maximize the nutrition. But that really kind of gives you some freedom to take it, you know, whatever direction you want. So whether that's after exercise, you want a little bit of the greens and maybe some nitrates in those greens to help and assist in the process of getting recovery going. Or, you know, this is something that you kind of want to beef up and add, you know, more ingredients to. Maybe you want to throw some frozen fruit in there and make a smoothie out of it. There's a lot of versatility that can be had with a park like our raw protein and greens, but it's really designed for someone who's not really concerned with getting that extra multivitamin. They're not trying to get the full kitchen sink park. They just want something more than protein. And raw protein greens is a great way for them to kind of branch out and get a little bit more nutrition in their protein powder that goes beyond just, you know, how many grams of protein are contributing to their daily diet.
I think the other thing is proteins have changed dramatically in the area of taste. You know, there was a time when they were disgusting tasting, and now you can actually really enjoy them just on their own, you know, with whatever you mix them with, or you can dress them up and make them taste even better. And I think that that really has made a difference. And also, you know, Travis, the mentality that only bodybuilders drink protein is no longer a mentality. I mean, we across the board, people use them in all different levels of their life.
Yeah, and especially when you look at kind of the history of, you know, kind of the protein industry, like I mentioned, you know, back in the day, dairy proteins were, you know, absolutely dominant because they were one of the only available sources. Mm-hmm. And that kind of came out of just the milk industry. But, you know, we saw this explosion of, you know, brown rice sourcing. We saw this explosion of different pea protein sourcing and everything in between. So really the base of all of our plant proteins, at least our raw plant proteins, are not just going to be that source of sprouted brown rice, organic certified. You're going to have your organic pea protein, that's yellow peas grown right here in the U.S., but you're also going to have sprouted grains and seeds. So you're absolutely right. You know, when it comes to arguments about plant-based diets, obviously, there's a lot of, you know, kind of old school, you know, kind of mindsets that are out there when it comes to, you know, the approach to protein. But, you know, we've done everything possible from the beginning at Garden of Life to try to make sure that we're providing a lot of diversity in our plant protein blends. That gives you all the amino acids that you need. You know, when it comes to the processing of organic proteins, there's really no issue with getting the digestibility really high. So, you know, we're at a point now in the industry where there's very little difference when it comes to the kind of that top level quality of protein digestion and protein utilization, especially when you consider that, you know, we add things like probiotics and enzymes to a lot of our protein powders. You absolutely can take a plant protein and be able to get a whole lot of benefit, especially if you're using that plant protein to kind of balance out some of the other animal products you might be getting in your diet, like, let's say, muscle meats or dairy somewhere else. So, you know, one thing that we don't really want to do is just load up so much on one type of protein throughout our diet. We want to get a lot of diversity. And by combining all these different sources together in a clean way, we're able to contribute that back to the diet.
Now, another question, and this one actually just came in. It said, I'm so glad you're talking about this today and answering questions. My wife and I are having a conversation, let's call it, on whether to go with the MyKind or the Vitamin Code. We've both done them both. Just wondered which one is better and which one be better for us. We're having a hard time deciding. Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, I came onto Garden of Life right as we were about to launch the MyKind Organics line. And I remember, you know, receiving some of the marketing material. I hadn't even worked a day for the company yet. I got this big old packet in the mail, and it basically had all of the nutrition facts panels for this upcoming line. We were just about to launch it, and I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I didn't believe that what was being done was possible. And there was many people at Garden of Life that for, you know, weeks were convinced that what we were doing was not possible. And finally, we were able to see all of the certificates of analysis and all the testing to prove that what was going into our MyKind Organics bottles was exactly what we said it was. But then became a broader question, which is, okay, we have this new fantastic line of multivitamins that are sourcing the vitamins from actual herbal extracts, no isolates, no synthetics. We're not even starting with like a cultured base of vitamins in kind of a probiotic fermentation culture media. We are starting with herbal extracts. That is what MyKind Organics is. It's herbal extracts that naturally contain vitamin and mineral contents that are high enough to make a multivitamin out of. But at the same time, Vitamin Code has always been one of the best multivitamins in the entire industry. So, you know, having a little bit of a pro and con kind of comparison, it is a real challenge. So one of the biggest things right off the bat, and this is just kind of the subjective difference, is that MyKind Organics is going to be found in a tablet. If you're fine with tablets, this is a great route to go because, like I said a little earlier, tablets can sometimes be a little more dense in the vitamin content that they have, whereas the vitamin code line is going to be in a capsule. One of the main reasons for that is because we want to take the vitamin code vitamins, which are produced through the process of culturing and fermentation, and we want to be able to preserve the raw nature of those delicate nutrients. So we keep that in a capsule, and that allows us to kind of preserve the probiotics, the enzymes, all the delicate cofactors. Whereas on the other side of the coin, the MyKind Organics line, that is put into a tablet, but these raw materials, these extracts, are already made using simply just water. So it's almost like making tea and then having that tea concentrate, which is your vitamin concentrate from, let's say, lemons or holy basil or guava, all the way down the line, these wonderful botanicals that we're using. So tablets and capsules, that's usually a big one. But, you know, on the front of the label, the biggest thing you'll likely notice is that the MyKind Organics line is one of the only, and this is really a select group, it's one of the only multivitamins that is actually certified organic. That means that every single ingredient in there is an organic compliant ingredient. And of course, having the seal on the front of a box means that at least 95% of the product has to be certified organic. But we have that in spades from start to finish. We completely reinvented our tableting process to give you organic ingredients all the way down to the ingredients that go into the tablet. So with Vitamin Code, you have a non-GMO project verified. You have a cultured vitamin. You have a capsule form that has probiotics and enzymes, whereas the MyKind Organics line is an organic tableted capsule, or I'm sorry, tableted multivitamin that is giving you herbal extracts that deliver 100% of the vitamins that you're looking for. So that one is truly as food-based as it possibly can get, whereas Vitamin Code is trying to take all these wonderful raw materials and culture a food out of it through a fermentation process. So two completely different routes to go. I would say this, if you're looking for the most total nutrition possible from your multivitamin, going with a whole food herbal extract approach with the MyKind is probably the best route. But if you want more of a digestive multivitamin, Vitamin Code is perfect with the probiotics and enzymes in a capsule.
Perfect. We're talking with Travis Lesperance today, representing Garden of Life. Remember, all the products at Garden of Life, 25 to 35% off every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And Stay Healthy carries the entire line. So you can get any of your Garden of Life products every day at Stay Healthy. Also, make sure to ask if they have any coupons available, and you can use those above and beyond the sale price. So it's always a great deal. Plus, everyone there is well-trained on the line. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of your sent in questions. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotics environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, three capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only one capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a three-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of two separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food-created nutrients, and typically, they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated, and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes, and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means Vitamin Code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit, and we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, a fully packed store with only the highest quality products at great prices every day. Come in for great questions to get them answered in the proper way with, you know, with that good feel, good feeling that this time around you're going to be successful because you took the time to ask some questions. So now you're going to be able to actually see some results. And there's nothing better than being able to see results and be healthier and feel the difference. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Travis Lesperance. We're talking about Garden of Life. We're talking about, you know, your questions because you sent them in. So we want to make sure that we get these answered. Interesting question here about CBD. I really like what you guys have done with your line. I love the plexiglass box because it really lets people see what's available. This is the question. It says, I've been using the Garden of Life CBD for sleep, and it's working really well. Do I have to stagger it and go off of it once in a while? Because I feel like I don't want to build up a tolerance to it. That's a good question.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I think that what's been noticed in since you know kind of CBD has taken off over the last couple of months is you know we find that this molecule it acts similar to other molecules that we know from other herbs and it acts a little differently. So number one is that CBD cannabidiol this is a fat soluble molecule. So oftentimes with these types of compounds it takes a little bit of time for them to quote unquote build up in the system. And I think that's where you know everybody kind of says you know I find that I take this amount of CBD and it's effective for this. Or I'll take a higher dose or a lower dose, and you can talk to 10 different people, and they all find that a different dose is perfect for them. But I think part of that equation is the fact that we all have to kind of find that point where CBD has saturated the system so that it can actually interact with that endocannabinoid system that we want. But ultimately, I think that someone, you know, starting with a product like the CBD Sleep, which has a 15-milligram dose, of the CBD itself, going along with a couple of our clinically studied herbs like valerian and chamomile, lemon balm. I think that's a fantastic dose to kind of hang around with to let it kind of work up and build up in the system. But once you're kind of there, then you know it really becomes kind of dealer's choice at this point in the research. So you know CBD is it's one of the fantastic things about it. Is that it's easily one of the most studied herbs in our entire industry. You can just go into PubMed and type in cannabidiol and see all the thousands of peer-reviewed research that has come out at this point. But we have a ton of evidence that looks at you know, just what types of doses this herb is studied for. And what we find is that, generally speaking, CBD is an extremely well-tolerated compound by the body. And so this is a compound that I think that from an objective basis, you might be okay if you were to kind of take it consistently. There shouldn't really be any concern with taking it every day, especially at a dose of 15 milligrams. But at the same time, too, you know, this herb, what makes it a little similar to other herbs is that it's adaptogenic. It helps to create an adaptogenic response in the body. It helps the body to kind of rise over a certain level of a stressor or a perceived stressor, perhaps more importantly, so that it can accomplish the same goal without requiring, you know, as much taxing on its own systems in order to achieve that homeostatic balance that we want. So when we get to something like sleep, this is where it can be really beneficial because we know that CBD works on those endocannabinoid receptors in the body. We want that shift to turn more towards the CB2 receptors, which is where CBD is working on. But ultimately speaking, this is a system that CBD is not going to be telling you what to do. It's going to be allowing your body to make the transition so that it can achieve its own balance. So I think that at a dose that's found in something like our CBD sleep, you would be just fine if you wanted to take it long-term. But it might be really helpful for you every once in a while, maybe every 4 to 6 weeks on really any supplement, not just CBD, but especially those adaptogenic supplements, to take a couple days off and really kind of see where you're at. I know that there's a lot of individuals out there that have, you know, they'll come up with a pretty strict regimen where they'll go like 5 days on, 2 days off. That's totally fine. But ultimately, you do want to give your body a chance to kind of build up to begin with, at least, so that it can saturate the system so you can see where you're kind of, where your baseline is for the effects that this product can have for you. So take the time, get to know how this molecule is interacting with your system, and then from there you can go on and off as you like. But really, I think that's more so to be able to see the progress that you're making, so that if you get to a point where you no longer want to take that compound, you'll know exactly the benefits that you've gained over the time that you've taken it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Next question. Jeff, I use a lot of the Garden of Life products. I have used one or two of their probiotics. Their line has become quite extensive, and now I can't decide which one I should choose. Is there a right way and a wrong way to pick a product in probiotic category from Garden of Life?
Yeah, I think your initial reason for going in and taking a product for a probiotic, that's where you might want to get a little bit more specific. But, you know, as you kind of become accustomed to just either eating fermented foods every day or taking a probiotic in a capsule or in a packet form or a powder, all the different formats that are available, I think the research is kind of really showing that apart from a specific reason why you're taking the probiotic, it's really helpful to kind of diversify. And that's ultimately because kind of the core principles of a healthy gut when it comes to the types of bacteria that are living mainly in our colon, is that we want as much diversity as we possibly can get in there. And that's where you start to get into some of the research that looks at, you know, problems with candida or with pathogens. And what you generally find is it's not so much that there was a ton of diversity and then all of a sudden candida decided it just wanted to spring up and take over. It was pretty much the opposite. There was individuals are typically not consuming diets with a lot of diversity in them. The diversity in the diet that's not there doesn't feed the diversity of bacteria. So you now have, a lower prevalence of all different types of good bacteria. And that kind of leaves a vacuum for the bad guys to move in. So when it comes to taking a probiotic, you know, we have, formulas that are designed not just for things like digestion and immunity. That's really what all probiotics are going to be helpful with, from the lactobacillus and bifidobacterium groups. But more so, we have products that are designed for things like stress, products that are designed for mood. They have clinically studied probiotics that are helpful with things like cortisol support, or even, you know, we have like our vaginal care, which is all about including an enzyme blend to help with breaking down things like yeast cell walls. So in general, I think that it's very helpful for someone to really try to see if they can, mix it up over the course of maybe a year and try to expose themselves to a different level of diversity. But if they're coming in for a specific reason, then they'll probably want to target that type of probiotic in for the first couple months at least. So, you know, the nice thing about this industry, the not just with what Garden of Life has to offer, we have our doctor-formulated line. That's a hypoallergenic line of probiotics, no dairy, no soy, no gluten. So it's perfect for individuals who are really sensitive, maybe from the get-go. But after a couple months, they might find that, okay, you know, I've had some changes in my gut. I'm now able to kind of broaden my diet out a little bit more. I can then move from there into the raw probiotics line, which is a dairy-based probiotic. You get a little bit more benefits in terms of the diversity of sound and in terms of, you know, overall numbers. You have over 30 different strains, whereas in the doctor-formulated line, that's dairy-free, is going to have about 14, 15 different strains. So I think that mixing it up is great. But obviously start with what your body is capable with and then use the probiotics to work you into a more diverse diet, into a more diverse exposure to other types of good bacteria, and try to make it as diverse as possible at the end of the day.
All right. Next question. I'm going to be traveling. I'm actually leaving tomorrow. This one just came in. It says, is it too late to start taking elderberry? I planned on taking it earlier. I have not been sick, but I'm going to be at the airport, and I know everybody around me is going to be sick, and I'm going back to the Midwest where everyone is sick. Is it too late to start taking the elderberry now because I totally spaced it out?
Never too late. The beauty of elderberry is what makes it good for you is that it's purple. So the more purple, the better. We have our syrup. We have our gummies. Now, if you were to take our syrup through TSA, they're probably not going to like that very much at the airport. But if you were to put it with your checked baggage, totally fine. I would recommend that if you hadn't been taking, you know, or hadn't been exposing yourself to any of these purple pigments in your diets and you find yourself, you know, kind of with the onset of not feeling good, then absolutely the syrup is probably going to be the fastest acting. And that's because it's got 1,500 milligrams of our elderberry extract, which is the equivalent to, we're talking ounces, multiple ounces of fresh elderberries going right to the system. We also have our gummies. If you want to just toss those in your backpack and, you know, take that through, you know, kind of checking in, you can have it with you on the plane and just kind of space it out. That one is going to have a serving of 355 milligrams of elderberry, but the nice thing about these formulas is that they're not just elderberries. It's a full immune formula. You're going to get a dose of vitamin C. And I challenge you to try these gummies because even though our vitamin C is coming from amla berries, it's not, you know, like an isolate or a synthetic, you know, nothing in the line is from the MyChem Organics line, but you can really taste the sourness. It's like a candy in that sense, but we're not adding any sugar to the actual formula. So it's got vitamin C, it's got zinc, for the immune system, you got aronia berry, which is another source of those wonderful purple pigments. You're getting echinacea, you're getting rosemary leaf extract. So all these ingredients are combining together to maximally support the immune system when you need it most. And for a lot of individuals, that's when they kind of wake up and they realize that they found themselves in this situation where, okay, they're about to be going through about a week to a week and a half of you know, not having a very good time. So the moment that you realize that you need some support, do everything you have to do, but make sure you get some of those purple pigments in your diet because they're going to be supporting your immune system in your actual bloodstream the moment that they hit it. They're going to go to work interacting with viruses and making sure that your immune system has as much support as it possibly can get from that kind of general foundational, you know, kind of diet approach, just with a really big dose coming from either our syrup or our gummies.
All righty. This is a good one. It says, I've been using some of the products from Garden of Life. I see they have a collagen. I picked it up. I was wondering, can I add that to my smoothie? I use the raw protein every day, or do I need to take it separately? I've done it both ways. Don't know if there's one better than the other.
Yeah, this actually comes up more often than you would think. You know, there seems to be some misconceptions that exist out there that when it comes to different types of proteins or protein powders, you have to separate them or take them at different times in order to kind of maximize what they're able to do for you. I can't really think of a legitimate experience or, you know, situation where that's absolutely necessary, especially when you get to something like collagen. So, you know, just a little bit of a background on collagen. Collagen is the perfect complementary protein source from a supplemental kind of source that we get in our diet. So when we take whey protein isolate, we know that we want those big doses of branched-chain amino acids. We want all those anabolic amino acids to help us go right to work with things like recovery after exercise. But collagen is a little different. Collagen is almost entirely, it's about 50%, collagen is glycine and proline. And the reason why it's become such a popular supplement is not just because we think of hair, skin, and nails when we think of collagen, but it's really how do we get to hair, skin, and nails from this protein as opposed to other proteins. And it really is all about the glycine and proline content. So we know that typically speaking, although that we might get all the aminos we need just in general, we eat enough grams of protein in our diet, we might not be getting the best balance of those amino acids that we need. So glycine and proline is often at a premium, especially if we just focus on things like muscle meats or dairy meats, and we don't kind of eat nose to tail like we would historically if we ate animal products. So having that extra dose of collagen, whether it's taken by itself or it's taken mixed in with another type of protein, all it's going to be doing is bringing balance in, not just to that individual meal that you've consumed, but to the entire diet. So the beauty of collagen is that it comes in, whether with other ingredients or not, and it's going to bring balance and it's going to blanket and buffer the amino acid profiles of the entire diet by injecting a lot of that glucine or that glycine and that proline into the system so that it can go right to work in balancing out all the other aminos that your body's already using from the proteins it's consuming. So absolutely, you can take it on its own. You can take it with others. The beauty of collagen is that it's pretty much broken down and ready to be digested and absorbed the moment it hits your gut. So you don't have to go through any extraneous work to be able to break it all down. It just goes right into the bloodstream. It doesn't set or gel or anything like that. It just mixes right in either hot or cold beverages. It's pretty much kind of universal in terms of application, and you can mix it with whatever you want.
I think we have time for one more. It says, my grandfather is starting to have a little bit of dementia problems. He studies a lot, reads a lot, but he's noticed a little bit of skipping. I use the Memory and Focus for Adults from Garden of Life. I use a lot of their products. He is 75. Is this something I could give him, or is his age too advanced for it to make a difference? That's a great question.
Yeah, and it's never too late to start with, kind of rebuilding that foundation as much as possible. I think that when it comes to, just general approaches from, kind of a supplemental perspective, you don't have to get too crazy. Right? You don't have to find some fancy ingredient that was discovered in the bottom of some cave or on the dark side of the moon. These are really just being able to maximize the benefits that we know we get from normal kind of food, but just in clinically studied doses. So, yeah, we absolutely have our brain health products from our doctor formulated line. Those are basically clinically studied extracts of things like pine bark extract, or you're going to have our coffee berry extract. These are polyphenols, and those are all about helping to boost up things like brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's a really fancy way of saying it helps you to build new brain cells and neurons and neural connections. But that's exactly what we expect from a lot of the herbs that we get in our diet anyways. Just these are in clinically studied doses, extracts that have literally been studied in those exact demographics. Then from there, making sure they're getting their omega-3 content up as high as possible, taking their fish oil. We have our Manami Platinum, which is a one a day. You get 1,000 milligrams of combined omegas. All the way into something like MCT, taking that wonderful fat that comes from coconuts, because that's going to help to produce a lot more ketones in the body to provide that sustainable source of fuel to make sure that the nervous system is functioning properly, but it's also not, kind of being driven by, all the excess blood sugar to help kind of drive in that inflammation where it needs to be as far away from as possible at that time, which is the nervous system. So very simple things you can do to the diet. Obviously, make sure, the foods that you're eating are doing as best you can there. But from a dietary supplement perspective, things like MCTs, fish oils, and then even wonderful polyphenols like our doctor formulated brain health line, those are fantastic for memory and focus and helping to make sure that the nervous system is not just kind of buffering as much stress as it possibly can, but it's also adapting to stress and it's able to kind of move forward and make progress day by day. So that's the best recommendation I think I can give right off the top of my head, but there's plenty of things that you can do, and it's never too late to start.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I appreciate you doing this on the holiday week. I hope you have a great downtime week for you to get some time to be with friends and family, and wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Dr. Burke. You too.
Be well. We'll talk soon. My guest today, Travis L'Esperance, representing Garden of Life, always brings a lot of really, really good information to the show. And I'm always happy when we have the availability of being able to chat with Travis. So remember, all the products that are from Garden of Life are anywhere from 25 to 35% off every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Always ask to see if there's any extra coupons available, because then you can use the coupon on top of your already low sale price on the products. The coupons come, they change up every once in a while, so always make sure you ask, you know, you're checking out, is there any coupons on the Garden of Life stuff? And if there is, they'll be glad to pass those right on to you. Now, when it comes to Garden of Life products, Stay Healthy carries the whole line. So you're not having to go to one place and go to another place. You can do it all in one location, get all the products from Garden of Life in one place. And not everybody carries the whole line, but Stay Healthy sure does. Have you been to Stay Healthy? You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, this week they'll be open regular hours Monday to Wednesday. I think they close a little early on Wednesday. I'll announce that on Wednesday for sure, closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving, and then open regular hours all day on Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So remember, a lot of different things to keep in mind this time of the year. You know, a couple things I just want to remind you about. Make sure you check in on all of your older friends and people that are by themselves. Make sure that they're okay. You know, around the holidays, people have a tendency to be, you know, a little bit more depressed. And when people are by themselves, that's a little bit more of a problem. You know, if you have an extra seat at your table, please invite them. If not, take them over a plate. You know, they may not eat it then, but they may eat it later. And it's just a really nice gesture and a really good way to check in on your neighbors, your friends, your family, and people that you know that might be by themselves. So that's just a really good thing. Give them a reason to feel good and celebrate the holiday as well. The other thing is, reminder, it's getting cold outside. Don't stop drinking water. The more water you drink, the better. This is the season for urinary tract, bladder, kidney, and constipation problems, because people stop drinking water because they stop thinking that they need to. So make sure you are drinking as much water as possible. Drink as much as you do on a hot 110-degree summer day, and then you'll always be correct. Stay healthy. That's your place to go for everything health and nutrition. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? So they've been around a while, and they do it right every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. They've done a lot of updates on there. It's awesome. Make sure you leave your email address. Start getting those newsletters, because they are really informative, and they'll come right to you on a monthly basis. And, of course, print yourself a coupon to use on your next visit to the Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And, you know, I think you'll be really, really impressed with what they've done with the webpage. Also, Facebook. Love their page. Like their page. Give them a thumbs up, because their posts are really good. I take posts from them all the time and share them on my page just because. But give them a thumbs up on their page and stay connected with the store. It's a time of the year when the weather's changing. You know, people are fighting colds and flus. Stress is just starting to spiral out of control. Slow down, take a breath, take a breather. Don't try to do it all in one day. Make sure you're eating your meals, getting your fiber, drinking your water, getting your rest, balancing your stress. Everything will get done. If you run yourself into the ground, you're just going to be sick and miserable. So just don't do that. Make sure you go to the store and ask them what they have for keeping your immune system nice and strong, things to deal with stress, things to help you sleep, and all the other great things we talked about today from Garden of Life that might make your life better and healthier. Do something good for yourself. Remember, if you can't tune into my show live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage for automatic downloads when you're convenient. Have a great day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.